Scientists who study the deep ocean say they need a new vehicle to get there. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. 40 years ago, the U.S. government launched an underwater vehicle named Alvin to take scientists deep into the ocean for research. It can dive more than a mile to the ocean floor, and it's been used to explore the wreck of the Titanic. But several other countries now have research vessels that carry more advanced technology and dive much deeper. In a recent report, the National Research Council says the United States needs to build a new vehicle with similar capacity. Shirley Pomponi worked on the report. She's a marine biologist with the Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institution in Fort Pierce, Florida. Pomponi says scientists use these underwater vehicles for all kinds of research. For example, geologists can study plate tectonics, and biologists can search for new ocean creatures. To illustrate the importance of these missions, Pomponi points to the discovery years ago of remarkable life forms on super-hot hydrothermal vents in the ocean floor.
It was one of the major discoveries of the 20th century. And all the work that's been done on these hydrothermal vent communities was made possible through the use of both manned and unmanned submersibles.
Pomponi says ocean exploration is inexpensive compared to exploration of the moon or other planets, and she says there's a lot that has yet to be discovered at sea.
There's so many secrets left that the ocean has to share with us, and we really need to get down to these new areas that we haven't explored and learn more about what we have right here on Earth.
The National Research Council recommends that the U.S. government build a new manned submersible to complement the 40-year-old Alvin. Pomponi says the new vehicle would have better visibility and could be designed for diving to much greater depths. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.